It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Don't worry, we still have yet to come a Foodie Friday about smoked queso, a stream it where we're going to tell you everything to watch over the weekend. And we're actually going to be able to chat with Tasty Freeze in Moorhead. They were unfortunately the victims of some awful vandalism just this week. So we're going to be able to talk to them about that. But first, Terry Burns joins us from Lutheran Social Services. They are offering some free crisis counseling to North Dakotans affected in any way by COVID-19. Terry, welcome to KFGO Radio. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us about the counseling that you're offering to North Dakotans and how it works.
So Project Renew is a program that's being funded by FEMA and SAMHSA, so the Federal Emergency Management Association and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Association. So it's federally funded. We are providing free and confidential crisis counseling to anyone in North Dakota who's been affected in any way. So you don't have to have been ill. It can be affected economically. So if you've lost your job or had your hours reduced and you're stressed because of that, you can reach out. If you're stressed because you've had your kids homeschooling and then trying to work from home while you're providing childcare, it can be from that. It can be from anything. It's provided over the phone. So there's no technological needed. There's no technology needed. So, yeah, that's how we're doing it.
Terry, do you make an appointment for the telephone call, or can it be, at a moment's notice? Are there people standing by?
So our program is being run. You call our receptionist, Leslie, who is based in our Bismarck office, and Leslie takes some information from you, including the best time of day to reach you. And a crisis counselor will give you a call at the time you've identified as the best time.
We think of the obvious. Someone has lost their job. Someone has lost a member to COVID-19. Someone is unable to see their family member who they love. We think of those obvious things, but it can also be the little things too, the little stresses. Even if you haven't lost your job and everyone in your family is healthy, this pandemic has taken a toll on everyone.
Absolutely. Even within our crisis counselors, we've had things like baby showers have been canceled, or people have had to postpone their weddings, or they've missed out on big family events. And that's stressful as well. We've never had anything like this, and none of us ever anticipated this. So, of course, even the small things are going to be really stressful.
Yeah,
I think of those individuals who, as much as they love their spouse, need to talk to somebody else from time to time, right? I mean, I should also ask this, Terry, is there an age cutoff on this at all? Do you have to be 18 or older to call?
Not at all. We've actually had some parents reaching out to us to have us contact their kids that are maybe high school age going into college, because of course your freshman year of college isn't going to look like it normally will, right? It's going to be really different. So we have no age range. As long as the parent is on board, we can talk to kids who are old enough to talk on the phone. And yeah, there's been probably far too much family togetherness for most of us over the past few months. So that's definitely something that we can address as well.
Yep, you just need to throw it out there and be like, I don't like sauerkraut, and they keep forcing me to eat it, and it's causing stress in my relationship with my folks.
Yeah, the smallest things have changed, though. That's an interesting point. How much we ate out has probably changed. The way that we eat, what we eat has changed. When we sleep, when we wake up, everything has changed a little bit because of the circumstances we're in. That's okay that it's stressful. And I'm glad that you guys are reaching out and able to help people who need to talk. What phone number do they call, and how do they find out more, Terry?
So you can call 701-223-1510 to reach a crisis counselor. And there's also our website, which is projectrenew.nd.gov, and you can find out more there as well.
That's great. Are a lot of people calling with fear? I can't think of a time in my life where people have had as much fear as they have, and yeah. Whether that fear is missing out on a big event. That fear is not knowing what their freshman year is going to look like. The fear of, gosh, you know, will the world ever go back to the way it is? These are some pretty big topics that are hard to tackle on one's own.
Yeah, honestly, fear is probably the thing that we're seeing the most. Even people whose jobs are secure for now, people are wondering, is my job going to be secure in 6 months? Is it going to be secure in a year? When are my kids going to be able to go back to school in person? And are they going to continue being able to go to school in person? There's a lot of really huge uncertainties right now. And sometimes just being able to talk with someone that isn't involved in the situation, or that isn't your spouse that you've been spending 24 hours a day with for the last 4 months, really helps.
Yeah, different perspective is always nice, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Again, that phone number is 701-223-1510. I want to say again, this is all free, correct?
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. You can call them today. Set up a time, 701-223-1510. Terry Burns, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Lutheran Social Services is offering free crisis counseling to North Dakotans affected in any way by COVID-19.